Jätti liikunta sen. I will destroy the force of the earth, the god of your nature, loving.
The band is called Kafan, one of Osman Arabi's early projects. The track Injecting Evil in Thy Veins. Osman, this is dating from which year?
2003, I guess, if I'm not mistaken. 2002 or 2003.
In parallel with putting out your own records?
Yes, actually, Kafan was the starting point because it was the first demo that I started sending out to labels.
Okay.
So it started all with it, actually. And this is when I started getting in touch with all the labels. And
so basically, in parallel with playing yourself and with releasing, with like recording your own stuff, you were releasing or trying to release and trying to produce.
Exactly.
Your own project.
I started the recording process of most of the projects around 2000, but until 2003 that I started approaching labels and seeking a possible releases.
Do you mean labels here in Lebanon or labels abroad?
No, labels abroad. Sadly, we do not have one single label in Lebanon that was back then devoted to metal or any kind of extreme music, okay. According to me, actually. So I'm not sure about it.
Did this signify that you had to create your own label yourself? Have you created your own label yourself?
Well, yeah, but that started a year ago, actually, and I still can't call it a label. What happened actually at the very beginning was sending out these demos and these recordings to multiple labels abroad. So I ended up having 7 to 8 deals outside with 7 to 8 different labels, each releasing a certain project and a certain type of music that I was creating back then. But the sad thing is with this whole underground music in the entire world, we have very limited audience. So, for example, if we're going to mention the power electronics scene, it's like 1,000 diehards worldwide, which is basically nothing. And the more you go into the underground, the more you notice that the labels are very dedicated people doing this on their own. Nobody is supplying them with money or helping them or anything. They're simply doing this out of pleasure. You know, they just want this music to keep going on and they want to push it. So this is when I started having all these problems. They would trade, they would release your albums, they would cover some of the expenses, but sadly, I kept paying more money from my own pocket the whole time, which made me simply flat broke. And I didn't like the way they handled the music. It, for them, it was more of a product. You know, just release, put out, and you don't see this attention going or this care in every release put out. Of course, we have exceptions, few labels doing this, but the majority do not have this attitude towards the music they are releasing. So I really got sick of it and sick of seeing people so desperate to sell CDs that they make sales and would even sell an original Digipak CD going for $3 or $5, which was crazy. I mean, it's an insult. So I had to leave all these labels and started my own, which is basically a do-it-yourself label. I'm doing handmade tapes for a very limited edition and going for a high price, actually. I'm selling the tape for $45, and which made a big fuss somehow. People got so annoyed with me, and I had people calling me a Jew, and you can think of any name and you can put it in here, but still I'm really happy. At least I know that the dedicated ones and the hardcore ones will pay for it,
we'll go for the product.
Yeah,
it must have been a very big disappointment for you to have to basically leave all these deals, leave all these labels, and try to do things on your own. It must have been very difficult at first.
Yes, actually, it has been always difficult for me. I mean, dealing with the labels outside at the very beginning, it wasn't easy at all. You know, someone coming from Lebanon and new to the whole underground international scene, it's not easy to do. You know, people wouldn't accept you easily. They go like, what? From Lebanon? Where is that? Do you have camels or tents or something like that? Plus you have the, of course, the extremists, the right wing. They wouldn't like the fact having an Arab, between quotation, an Arab doing this kind of music, because they think that they are way too superior to have someone from a lower category doing the same music that they like. So it was a complete pain in the ass, actually, and it still is.
Is this one of the reasons why you've stopped playing live for such a long time?
No, back then it wasn't because of them. It was basically being sick with dealing with humans in general, promoters, venues, and musicians. As I said before, nobody was serious enough. I mean, I couldn't find one single guy who would, you know, listen to the same stuff that I like and do the same thing that I really want to do and not be interested in something else. There was always an interest for them in something else, and that's not in
another,
my book.
Another agenda, a hidden agenda.
Yep.
But we're going to have you play live for us tonight, I think.
Yes.
And this is a great moment for us here in Ruptures, Radio Lebanon. Osman Arabi, I'm going to let you leave the microphone, grab your fabulous guitar,
okay,
and do a piece for us, a short piece for us here on Radio Lebanon 96.2 FM. And right afterwards, we'll be back to discuss your present projects.
Okay.
Thank you, Osman. Do you want to say anything about the piece you're going to play for us?
Yeah, actually, I prefer so. Actually, it's going to be a half improvised. So in case of mistakes, hopefully not, they won't occur. But anyway, it's going to be half improvised, and it's basically based on one of my projects called Shamanic Death Trance, which is based on playing clean guitar and nothing else, without having any background music or any further
effects.
Exactly, or musical instruments. So that's it, basically. Thank you.
This was very impressive, Osman.
Thank you, Uzi.
It was beautiful.
Thanks.
I was reminded of a set that you played in an art lounge a few months ago with a Belgian electronics artist called Cedric.
Yes.
Where you were playing a scale that was almost oriental in style, pretty much like this one. Am I mistaken?
No, that's exactly true. Actually, it is based on that performance, but I simply had to make it shorter because last time, as you remember, it was like 45 minutes or something like that.
Yes.
Yes. So, yes, that's it.
In recent times, we've been fortunate enough to have you return among us, return among the living, the live stage.
Yes.
You've recently performed in Art Lounge. You've performed in Danny's in Walima. Either on your own or with another band called Court Circuit.
Yes.
This is a new development for you, being able to be on the live stage again, being able to perform live again. What does the future hold for Osman Arabi? What are your present, future, and projects?
Well, I'm trying to keep busy, actually. So hopefully I'll have something at the EM Chill soon. I am hoping on it, so I don't know. Time shall tell, but basically I'm planning on doing much more live shows and more focused on the oriental side of things and also the noise and the ambient projects that I have. It's not going to change much, but I'm going to focus a lot on the oriental touch at least for a year now.
You've moved away from metal in the last few years. You've moved towards noise, towards harsh noise, electronics, power electronics, and something which you refer to with a lot of sympathy, a style of music which you seem to like, which is called ritualistic ambient. Do you want to tell us about it?
Yeah, the term actually ritualistic ambient isn't like an official term or anything like that, but that's basically what we as musicians, doing this genre call it. Basically, it's the same as ambient, but there's this extra touch to it, which is the trance-inducing sounds and this dark feel to it. It has this religious atmosphere going on. That's why we call it ritualistic, because it's like doing a certain ritual, you know, it's like invoking a certain god or going inside an old temple or anything that has this intense, majestic, religious feel to it. If you notice all these huge monuments we have left from all these religious people from thousands of years ago, you have this aura around these buildings. And this is what I think basically ritualistic ambient is trying to capture.
Osman, I suggest that we conclude tonight's program with a track from one of your many, many side projects. I'll leave it up to you to choose.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. Thank you. That's good. I was going to say that, actually, Ziad. Well, if it is my choice, actually, I'd prefer playing the Shamanic Death Trance track. It's called The Path.
You've already mentioned the side project a few moments ago. It's close to what you played
live. Yeah, exactly. It is close. It's a little bit more mystical. And, of course, it's a studio recording, so I managed to adjust a little bit of the playing that it lost its oriental touch. But the bass, the core of this track is pretty much what I had just played live. So now you have the chance to listen to it in a different interpretation, I guess.
Let's listen to Shamanic Death Trance. Osman Arabi, thank you for this for these insights into your world.
You're welcome, Ziad. Thanks
and
to you.
We hope to hear from you and see you in these studios very soon.
Hope so too. Thank you, Ziad.
Merci de votre écoute. C'était Rupture sur les ondes de Radio Liban 96.2 FM avec Osman Arabi. Un dernier titre et on se retrouve très bientôt.